It's Monday, June 26, 2023, and I'm Dave Sulp. Three things to know today. Small tech companies leverage remote work as a competitive advantage, new data confirms. The U.S. military warns about smartwatches with potential malware. And the gender imbalance in tech intensifies, yet greater diversity yields better performance. This is the Business of Tech. I've been preaching for a while that small companies can leverage remote work as a competitive advantage. There's data to say now that it's coming true. Quoting Vox, smaller tech companies have since picked up the mantle of remote work. They are much more likely than their larger peers to allow people to work entirely remotely, with 81% of those with fewer than 5,000 employees either allowing remote work or only having remote options, according to new data from Scoop Technologies, a software firm that helps build tech to help build hybrid teams, coordinating and also tracking the office policies at major companies. Meanwhile, just 26% of companies with more than 25,000 employees are fully flexible. Tech has more variation in fully remote policy by company size than in any other industry. This suggests that remote work is entirely possible in the tech industry. Still, different sized companies have settled on different policies based on how they think it benefits them or not. And their reasons for doing so might depend in part on how they want to portray themselves to the outside world. And if you wonder why, the article highlights that it's all about hiring talent. Why do we care? I was listening to a discussion on remote work over the weekend, and the focus remained on how workers needed to continue to adapt. I was left with the question, why don't managers? Why isn't the focus on improving business operations to embrace what is possible? Why? It's hard. And smaller companies can be more nimble to take advantage of that. And it's playing out. Smaller companies will have the most variation. Here's the wrinkle. Tech companies have the most variation, meaning there remains an opportunity to help other industries be more effective with the technology as a service. So continuing to do it for your organization while helping your customers. Okay, a new security one. Army Times is warning that smartwatches capable of automatically connecting to cell phones and Wi-Fi, then gaining access to user data, are being shipped to members of the U.S. military, seemingly at random. In an announcement last week, the Department of the Army Criminal Investigation Division, or CID, warned that the watches may contain malware, potentially granting whoever sent the peripherals, quote, access to saved data, to include banking information, contacts, and account information such as usernames and passwords. A more innocuous tactic may also be to blame, so-called brushing, used in e-commerce to boost the seller's ratings through fake orders and reviews. Why do we care? Apparently, we must tell people not to accept strange electronics that mysteriously appear on their doorsteps. Who knew? That's lesson one. And the second is the simple fact that leveraging people is often the easiest way to make a change, be it through potential hackers or boosting sellers' ratings. At the end of the week, I'll announce the results of our Q2 IT diversity report. Leading up to that, I'm going to highlight other data each day. June 23rd marked International Women in Engineering Day, and here's some data. IT teams are frequently imbalanced in terms of gender representation. More than one-third of women in tech said men outnumber them at work at least 4-1. Data from Skillsoft's annual Women in Tech report shows that margin is an increase of 23 percentage points since last year. And related to my earlier story about remote work, the new American Time Use survey released last week shows that broadly, in 2022, 34% of workers over age 15 reported working at home versus 69% in the workplace, dipping slightly from the previous year. It's more than 100%, as some said both on the same day. Employees spent an average of 5.4 hours per day working at home. On days they worked, employed women were more likely than employed men to do some or all of their work at home, 41% of women compared with 28% of men. Pre-pandemic, 26.2% of women worked from home in 2019, which increased to 49.3% in 2020 and dipped to 41% last year. I won't ignore the education difference. The at-home work percentage is very low for those with only a high school diploma. Why do we care? And each day, you get data on why you care. Companies with greater gender diversity perform 15 to 20% better than companies with little or no gender diversity. I rather like outperforming. In a landscape of difficult hiring, expand your pool of applicants by actively ensuring you are welcoming as it relates to gender. Remember, it's an active process that does not happen accidentally. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today, National Barcode Day. So let's be thankful we've got a system to identify products. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.